Arizona has had extensive experience with the pluses and challenges of gaming. The state's tribal gaming entities have generated around $2 billion in recent fiscal years, and tribes that operate so-called Class 3 casinos return up to 8% of their gross gaming revenue to state and municipal governments. But there's also been intense conflict related to the Tohono O'odham tribe and the building of a West Valley facility. With all of those issues floating around, the annual National Council of Legislators from Gaming States Conference is underway in Scottsdale today. And joining me to talk about it is Joseph Weinert, Executive Vice President of Spectrum Gaming Group, the organizer behind the conference. Joe, are the gaming challenges that states are dealing with the same from state to state?
Invariably, the concerns center on tax receipts, regulation of the industry, growth of the industry, and also the social impacts of the industry. And with so much growth taking place, the revenues have leveled off or declined in many states, and that's a real concern in states that rely on the tax receipts.
How much of a concern is saturation, and what are some ways to deal with that, whether gradually or all at once?
Put it this way, you can't go to any gaming conference or gathering of gaming industry folks or gaming-centric legislators and not hear the word saturation. It's an issue in virtually every jurisdiction and market across the country. Because there are about 1,000 casinos in this country, they're essentially dividing the gaming pie into smaller and smaller slices. Different states are looking at different ways to continue to grow revenues. They might start allowing internet gaming, as New Jersey, Delaware, and Nevada have done. They might start allowing daily fantasy sports. That may or may not be offered in a casino, but it's another avenue. So once these states get addicted to the gaming revenue, it's tough for them to experience a decline and not seek to do something about it.
Joe, in the broader philosophical sense, have we moved to a generation, and certainly this has been going on for a while, but where the idea of gaming is more accepted? I mean, for a while that was considered to be morally questionable, and yet it seems with lotteries and casinos and things like that in many, many states, is it simply more accepted, or is that still something legislators have to deal with if they want to try to advance it? Do they have to work with certain jurisdictions and certain constituents to say, hey, this is okay, this is not going to destroy your community?
Now, gaming has become mainstream. There's no question about it. Again, we have casinos of some sort in 42 states now. They are generators of considerable positive economic impacts as well as some negative social impacts. Now, the real fear is that the millennials really don't like playing slot machines. They find them boring. And so as the baby boomer generation starts to die off, casinos are starting to pay very close attention as to how they're going to get the millennials in their building. And they recognize they have to offer something different. They have to offer interactive games, skill-based games, maybe virtual reality games, and who knows what else that we haven't even heard of yet. But this is a real concern of the industry.
And you mentioned the internet before. What about apps? Are there more gaming apps we're seeing out there?
Well, there are gaming apps, non-gambling apps. Mm. What the millennials would just call, you know, their form of gaming, video gaming. There are lots of apps out there. But right now, with internet gaming restricted to three states, that being Delaware, New Jersey, and Nevada, you're not seeing much in the app development because it's not worthwhile for the creators if they're just limited to one state. And in the case of Nevada, it's limited just to poker. And in Delaware, it's such a small population, it really isn't worth the while. So the only online casino gambling that's taking place in any sort of significant numbers right now is in New Jersey.
What do you think it would take to get more states to be interested in doing that?
As the land-based casino revenues begin to level off or decline, states are looking at additional resources, and internet gaming is one of those. Now, American Gaming Association is kind of on the sidelines in this because not all of their members agree on this. Sheldon Adelson, one, the owner of Las Vegas Sands and a prominent Republican donor, is very much opposed to internet gambling. Some say he's just trying to protect his land-based interests. Others say, no, he sincerely believes this is bad public policy, that, you know, people shouldn't be gambling on their iPhones. So the internet gambling rollout has been a lot slower in this country than a lot of industry observers would have expected.
Joseph Weinert is Executive Vice President of Spectrum Gaming Group. It's in charge of the National Council of Legislators from Gaming States Conference in Scottsdale this weekend.